We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I think everybody was distressed to hear about the chopper crash over the weekend that killed Kobe Bryant and his daughter and a number of other people in Southern California. And there was immediate speculation about what happened. Was this a malfunction for the equipment? Was this a pilot error? Jay Ratliff is our aviation expert, former airline executive, always seems to be plugged into what is happening out there. Any definitive explanation yet, Jay, or is it still speculation?
It's speculation. I mean, we have wall-to-wall speculation at this point. And, of course, the National Transportation Safety Board, their team's on site, and they are continuing the investigation. And from start to finish, as with any aviation-related investigation from the NTSB, final report won't come out for 8, 10, 12 months. Now, they might give us an indication in a few days on maybe a preliminary statement as far as where the investigation may or may not be pointed. But it is so far early at this point that they're still collecting the evidence. They'll allow the evidence to dictate the course of the investigation. Everybody's pointing to the fog and limited visibility. Certainly that could have played a part.
Right.
It could have been a mechanical problem. It could have been the pilot having a medical event, heart attack, stroke, seizure at the worst possible moment. There could have been conversations going on at the time in the aircraft itself that could have distracted the pilot. We simply don't know. We just have a great number of questions with precious few answers.
Well, what we do know is that the weather wasn't great, right? I mean, should this pilot have flown if the foggy conditions were as bad as some people are saying?
Well, I don't think that he would have had a problem flying. The question is, this is a pilot that had 9,000 or so flight hours. He was a flight instructor. He was very good at what he did.
Okay.
And you can fly visually using visual flight rules where you can basically see where you're going and there's no problem with visibility. Or you can fly with what we call IFR, instrument flight rules, where you can basically fly with the assistance of your instrumentation with regards, and he was qualified to do both. Now, when the flight plan was filed, he was going to take a visual approach, which a lot of people looked at and said, now, wait a minute, you know, but we don't know what the conditions were at the time, the route he normally goes, and this type of area, this type of year, there's fog is prevalent on a routine basis. So the NTSB will go back and look and say, okay, in similar circumstances, is this what the pilot did as far as the visual flight rules? And apparently, he had to hold for some time for some traffic, and at one point it appears that he went from an instrument or went from a visual flight rules of flying to he was going to switch to instrumentation, and that takes time, and it also it takes a time when you shouldn't be distracted or doing anything else, and there was a lot of things going on at the time, and could this have contributed to the crash itself? We don't know. We do know from some independent flight data taken from satellites that the aircraft was traveling and descending at a rate of about 4,000 feet a minute and at a speed of approximately 185 miles an hour, which if you look at the debris field and you see 100 plus yards of debris, it indicates a higher speed impact that would carry that debris as it did. So again, a lot of questions at this point in time that we don't have the answers for, and unfortunately, it's going to take time. This particular helicopter is just a workhorse. It's got an incredible record from a dependability standpoint. So there was a lot of things that aren't the norm here, and that's one of the reasons that we have as many questions as we do.
This was an executive helicopter, right? Not some little buzz thing that you take a tourist trip on. Did it have a black box, or is that normal or not?
Well, this aircraft was designed originally, I believe, in the early 90s to serve as ferrying people back and forth to oil rigs offshore in all kinds of weather.
Yeah,
so you're talking about a really rugged aircraft. And when we talk about black boxes, if it's a commercial jetliner, there's two of them, and they're not black, they're orange. We just call them black.
Okay.
But one of them is a flight data recorder that records all the flight data information that's going on with the aircraft itself. And the second black box is a cockpit voice recorder that can pick up the cockpit to conversations as well as any alarms or anything that was going on. This particular helicopter did come with an avionics package they included on the Sikorsky, a cockpit voice recorder. Now, the people that I've talked to have not been able to confirm if, in fact, there was one on this particular helicopter. I believe there was, and if so, and if it can give us any information from the investigation standpoint, it will certainly be a positive because it will give them some additional information that can give them insight as far as what was going on in the moments leading up to the crash.
Important to look at this, and we'll continue to talk this week and see if there's new information that comes out. Jay Ratliff, our aviation expert, kind of our go-to guy. I appreciate it every time we get to talk to you. Thanks, Jay.
And have a great day.
7:11 on this Tuesday morning, and we'll come back and take a look at traffic around Richmond here on the roads and our weather for the next couple of days. Next, News Radio WRVA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.